Good morning. Welcome into our prayer time broadcast here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City, as we welcome you in to prayer time at 6 a.m. My name is Kenneth Hill, and I'm your host here together with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. We are going to talk about discouragement today. And I can tell you that from time to time, we do find the ugly face of discouragement staring at us as it pertains to the operation of ministry. Ministry is not a bed of ease, I can assure you. Those of you who have worked in ministry know exactly what I'm talking about. It is a blessing. Without question, we are blessed to be called to serve in ministry. But it is also a business enterprise of heavenly proportions. And we must pay our bills. We must do the job that God has called us to do. We must be able to do that. And we have to do it on earth. And that means we need money, M-O-N-E-Y, to operate. And so, from time to time, we have the fundraisers, as we just had a few weeks ago. And we make a big deal about it. We talk about it. But most of the time, it's in passing. But I just want you to know that we need your help, as the Lord would direct you to give to the work of WHCB. It is absolutely necessary. You can give online at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you very much. Very much. Dr. J. Harold Smith of the Radio Bible Hour wrote this, and it was used in one of his recent magazines, the Good Neighbor publication. Of course, Dr. Smith has gone on to glory. This was written some time ago. Psalm 43:5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." All of us, sooner or later, sails the sea of discouragement. We should not be quick to judge others who falter under the burden of life's struggles and losses. If you've not known discouragement, and perhaps even depression, then perhaps you have not yet had to face the ordeals that can be hard to endure. Show compassion to those who are hurting, because someday you may be there too. What are the situations which lead to discouragement? Ask David. He asked this question, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" there in Psalm 43. We can inquire into the causes of our own discouragement. Often, especially as we get older, we may be discouraged because we're facing physical illness, physical pain, or disease which threatens our lives. It's hard during those times of uncertainty to face the fact of a shortened life, or to face years of disability, or years of unrelenting pain. Some of the greatest Christians I've known have been bravely enduring physical illnesses and chronic pain for years. Christians are not immune to disease and suffering in spite of the lies that some false teachers tell. Many people become discouraged because they find their lives boring and monotonous. They begin to resent the routines of life and often become jealous of the lives of others, which seem more exciting. This kind of discouragement is based on the sin of covetousness and jealousy. Someone said, "I deserve to go to hell. Jesus saved me, and every day I wake up not in hell is a great day." That should be the attitude of every born-again Christian. We should never compare ourselves to others, and we should do our duty to family, church, and our workplace with thanksgiving. We should quit acting like teenagers who are bored by everything. We've been greatly blessed, and we need to let our thanksgiving replace our whining. Every once in a while, we get hit with a true calamity. Our spouse disappoints us, even leaves us. We face financial ruin. Our children disappoint us, suffer from injuries or illness. Or perhaps we have to live through the death of someone who's precious to us. These times are just hard and painful. Nothing can be taken for granted except God's love. Sometimes our discouragement is the result of our own pride. We think we're so wonderful that great things should be happening to us, and we become angry and resentful when others don't recognize just how wonderful we are. Our personal egotism gets hurt when someone criticizes us, or when another gets recognition and glory which we feel we deserve. The bigger the ego gets, the more noticed that it gets, and the more easily it gets hurt. So getting our feelings hurt is a frequent cause of discouragement, and usually a pointer to make us know that we have a great ego and a delicate ego, and we need to have God get rid of it from us. We need to run from that ego. You see, only God is the one that is worth much. And the sooner you learn to love that truth, the sooner God's joy will flow in your heart. People sometimes get discouraged because they have a false view of life. We should know that we are in a fallen world. All people are sinners. When awful things happen, when people disappoint us, the last thing a Christian should do is to be surprised. We should be surprised when things go well, when people behave well. We do have reason to expect better of Christians and of Christian organizations and churches, but we should not be shocked when they prove to harbor sin. We fail too, so we cannot expect others to do better than we do. What are the cures for discouragement? Sometimes it's as simple as getting enough rest, cutting down on the coffee, and eating some healthy food. Maybe we need a fast or a vacation, or just need to start doing the things we know are good for us instead of those things we know are sinful. We know that the Holy Spirit will point us to the things in each of our lives that needs to be changed if we are willing to change them. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. Yes, God will take care of you. Faith in God is the unfailing cure for discouragement. So like David, we must hope in the Lord, put our trust in Him, and keep coming back to Him. Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Our thanks to Radio Bible Hour for sharing with us Dr. J. Harold Smith's message, "Be not discouraged." Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your love for us. Oh, we thank You. We thank You for preparing us for heaven. We thank You for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank You for giving us the gift of Your Holy Spirit. And we thank You for working in our hearts. Lord, when this evil of discouragement comes upon us, help us to reflect upon the truth of Your provision and how that You are indeed taking care of us. And so, Lord, I would ask You to make provision for this radio station, the ministry here, and the needs here, and for each of our listeners and our staff and our volunteers. And we thank You, Father, for what You're doing. We give You praise. In Jesus' name, amen.